If all 14 schools on the list close next summer, the Tucson Unified School District will save a little more than $5 million, leaving about $12 million that need to be cut. News of the likely closures brought emotional and passionate students, parents, teachers, and members of the community to the last two TUSD board meetings. John Pettacone, the district superintendent, says the emotion comes from people liking the idea of small neighborhood schools close to home.
There's a lot of loyalty. That was really what, if there was a positive thing that came out of these hearings, among other things, it's the deep loyalty that people communicated when they're standing there trying to defend why their schools should stay open. At the same time, now we're telling those same people, oh, by the way, the great fidelity that we've built over time for your neighborhood school, now we have to put aside for the good of your students so that we can provide the right kinds of things for them. It just won't be down the street from where you live.
Stephen Baker and Rafael Barajas are fifth graders at Hollinger Elementary. Their school was on the list of candidates for closure at the beginning of last week's meeting.
It feels very sad to know that our school might close because it's been going on for plenty of years, and I just think that other children should have the same opportunity to learn English and Spanish along with other kids that used to go to Hollinger.
Well, I'm here because what I really support is the Hollinger Dual Language Gate, and that's one of the things that's important to me. And Hollinger is one of my highlights of my life.
TUSD's board is keeping Hollinger open, but making it a receiving school for another elementary school. On the list of closures, there are 9 elementary schools, 4 middle schools, and 1 high school. About a third of those schools are in one neighborhood in Tucson's west side, which has many people upset. Others protest the closures on Tucson's east side, because last time TUSD had closures, many of them were on that side of town. Pettacone says at this point, TUSD can't afford to run so many schools when there are about 13,000 empty seats district-wide. He attributes some of the drop in enrollment to charter schools.
There's heavy competition now for all students, and so we lost some students as a result of that. And then in our analysis, as a result of 1070, some of that had an impact on the number of our Latino families that either moved out of the city itself or out of the region.
He says about 2,000 students have left TUSD each year in the last 5 years, and each student lost means money lost. Pettacone says on top of that, Arizona lawmakers have cut about $1 billion from public education.
I always say to people, if you wonder what it means to TUSD, just multiply it times 5%, because that's what we are as a district. So, you know, we lost another $50 million there. So between the two, we really lost about $100 million in the last 4 to 5 years.
Federal stimulus money and funds from the 1 cent sales tax are also coming to an end. Closing schools saves less than half of the $17 million deficit TUSD is facing, so the district will make cuts to central administration, assistant principals, and managers. There will also be cuts to kindergarten, after-school programs, substitute teachers, school nurses, librarians, and counselors, as well as reductions in employee benefits. At the public meetings, many people criticized the district for not putting empty school buildings up for sale. In 2010, TUSD closed 9 schools, and most of those buildings remain vacant. Pettacone says the board made a decision a few years ago to not sell any property.
The sale of a piece of property to a charter school, for example, puts the neighborhood at risk, because once the charter school owns that building, they can do whatever they want to it, especially if it's a private charter school. So that's going to be off the table for this district with any property we have.
Also off the table is the repurposing of this new list of schools after they close, because Pettacone says the district has exhausted all options for leasing them in the community. This time around, the plan is to close and secure the buildings immediately after closure.
It's affectionately called mothballing. We'll mothball those schools and secure them so they cannot be an eyesore. We've got to create security around those schools to be sure that we don't end up with urban blight in the very school buildings that we need to protect.
14 schools are likely to close, so TUSD can save money. But the process of closing them will not be cheap. Between accommodations to receiving schools, moving cost, transportation, and security, TUSD will spend tens of thousands of dollars per school. The district is having public hearings on the closures Saturday and Monday, and the final decision on which schools will close is scheduled for December 20th. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.